getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're excited, Will.
You think you're going to be able to go all the way to the convention and see what happens at the convention if no one gets that 1237, that magic number needed to capture the nomination?
Oh, yeah. Look, I may go to the convention before this is over with more delegates than anybody else. There's 1,000 yet to pick. And look, we've only been paid attention to for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've had more attention in the last 3 weeks than I had in the last 6 months. So people are finally starting to hear the message of success in Washington, balancing the budget, job growth in Ohio, turning it around, job growth. And, Wolf, at the same time all that has happened, we've left no one behind. We helped the mentally ill, the drug addicted, the working poor. I mean, we're proud of what we've done. We want to bring the country together and not divide this country anymore. That's why this was such a big victory tonight, because what it does is it says, you want to go and divide them? Okay, you came to Ohio, you threw everything you had at me, and guess what? It didn't work. Because we know that we need to unite this country and be Americans and not spend our time dividing people in this country.
Well, this is, of course, John Kasich's response after, realizing the big win in Ohio. But, you know, what is his prospect and his calculus to get to 1,237 delegates, by the time we get to Cleveland, Ohio? I don't know.
Win everyone the rest of the way, I guess. Very optimistic.
Well, you have to be. I mean, you know, until you get to that point like Marco Rubio did and you realize, okay, hey, look, it's just not in the cards. And everything like we were talking about with Megan Barth, with politics, it's about timing. Timing, you know, the right tool for the right job. I still want to encourage the voters, you know, to look at this as as a job application. I mean, for those of you that have never hired anybody, it might be new, but certainly you've been on the other side of the desk where you've applied for a job. And what kind of questions were asked of you? What did you have to present that made you a candidate, a better candidate than somebody else, or wanted to put you in the right light of the person, you know, making making the choice to bring you in? And I think the opportunity for us is to figure out, really to understand where we are. I think we have different ideas of where we are economically, national security-wise, what's happening with, you know, our image overseas, in spite of what President Obama would try to tell us, insist that we're better off today than we were before he took office, that our standing internationally is so much better. I don't know. I don't see it. I'm sorry. That's not my perspective. That's not what I hear from reports and experts that that we interview. We are so compromised overseas, it's not even funny, you know, to the point, and I will agree with Marco Rubio to this point, and that is that, our allies don't trust us, and our enemies don't fear us. Those are two axioms, I think, that are very dangerous. What do you think?
I think that's extremely dangerous. You mean you can't just spy on your allies and expect them to be okay with it?
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just tell them that you're going to be there and you're going to fight to the end and you're going to put all the resources in there and then all of a sudden pull the carpet out from underneath them time and time again. I mean, whether you look at what happened with Libya. I mean, what a mess. I mean, that we've got there. Gaddafi says, okay, look at, hey, I'm going to give up my weapons of mass destruction. I'm going to come clean. Lay it out, and then, in short order, then we find a way to, you know, get him out of leadership. And, how do you like Libya now?
Well, I hear we didn't lose anybody.
Well, I guess it depends on what story you want to buy into. Do you want to buy into somebody who has been deceptive all along, or do you want to buy in even to the mainstream media that has been prejudiced anyway? They couldn't help but report that, we did lose 4 people on 9/11/2012. This is Bill Martinez. We're going to open up the phone lines, 877-317-6432. Let us know your thoughts.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
America needs a vibrant conservative movement, but one that's built on principles and on ideas, not on fear, not on anger, not on preying on people's frustrations. A conservative movement that believes in the principles of our Constitution, that protects our rights and limits the power of government. A conservative movement committed to the cause of free enterprise, the only economic model where everyone can climb without anyone falling. A conservative movement that believes in a strong national defense, and a conservative movement that believes in the strong Judeo-Christian values that are the formation of our nation. But we also need a new political establishment in our party. Not one that looks down on people that live outside of the District of Columbia. Not one that tells young people that they need to wait their turn and wait in line. And not one that's more interested in winning elections than it is in solving problems or standing by principles. And this is a campaign we've run. A campaign that is realistic about the challenges we face, but optimistic about the opportunities before us. A campaign that recognizes the difficulties we face, but also one that believes that we truly are on the verge of a new American century. A campaign to be a president that would love all of the American people, even the ones that don't love you back. In the ancient words, which teaches us that in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And so yet, while this may not have been the year for a hopeful and optimistic message about our future, I still remain hopeful and optimistic about America. And how can I not? How can I not? My mother was one of seven girls born to a poor family. Her father was disabled as a child. He struggled to provide for them his entire life. My mother told us a few years ago she never went to bed hungry growing up. But she knows her parents did, so they wouldn't have to. She came to this country in 1956 with little education, no money, no connections. My parents struggled their first years here. They were discouraged. They even thought about going back to Cuba at one point, but they persevered. They never became rich. I didn't inherit any money from my parents. They never became famous. You never would have heard of them if I had never run for office. And yet I consider my parents to be very successful people. And in this country, on this day, my mother, who's now 85 years old, was able to cast a ballot for her son to be the president of the United States of America. While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is. And so I leave tonight with one final prayer. And I use the words of King David because I remain grateful to God. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord. And you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you. And you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might. And it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. May God strengthen our people. May God strengthen our nation. May God strengthen the conservative movement. May God strengthen the Republican Party. May God strengthen our eventual nominee. And may God always bless and strengthen this great nation, the United States of America. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Martinez live.
You know, some would say, Scott, that that's the Marco Rubio that they wished had come out earlier. And maybe it took for him leaving to finally and maybe have the freedom to be who he is. I mean, you know, you and I talked in the previous hour. You know, this is the most evangelical that we ever heard, you know, Marco Rubio. We know that he's very articulate. I think he has a lot to offer our government. You know, he's still a young man. And, you know, hopefully there is a future. I mean, there is an asset there like anybody, you know, who has been around. You know, you think about the 17 people that first started on the Republican stage. And you got a lot of brilliant people. I mean, let's find a place. Let's figure out, you know, places for them, whether... You know, it's Dr. Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, all these men and women that want to participate in our government that have something, I believe, positive to offer. And I believe there's something there with Marco Rubio, you know, whose time, as he admits, this wasn't his season in his time. And he was overwhelmed by a big megaphone and by a big message, a populist message, that Donald Trump, you know, corralled.
Well, he had the speech last week to where he started to talk about kind of what he wanted things to be like, and and we said then that this, you know, this is where has this been the whole time, and that speech right there, he you could hear the passion, and he that stuff that he was saying there really wasn't in his other speeches.
Exactly. Yeah, you had this. You had this sense of now you kind of understand what is driving this guy. And I think that in his early messages, that was the case. He may have gotten some bad consult along the way. I mean, certainly, you know, we've talked with other people who were on the Mitt Romney campaign, and one of his insiders said, "Bill, you got to understand, he had 10 consultants." I'm going, 10? Are you kidding me? Mitt Romney's a business guy. He knows better than that. Than to have that many, you know, people involved in directing the ship, and I guess the consultants he had, they all had, you know, their say and force and influence in the direction. You've got to pick in any kind of thing, in any kind of business, a political campaign, you've got to pick something, you know, that you're gonna land on. You know, in much the same way that Bill Clinton, what made Bill Clinton successful, in spite of all the rumors and the stuff about girlfriends and yada yada and the whole deal. What resonated with the people, it's the economy, stupid. And here it is. It's still the economy. And you've got Donald Trump who, you know, by default, I mean, he's a smart enough guy. He knows how this thing works, and he's been very effective as a messenger and as a branding agent. And he went first and grabbed a hold of it. And, you know, Jeb Bush, there was no room for him. I mean, he was, boom, it was just a matter of time. And the rest of them could fall by the wayside, and he is the guy that's owned that important piece of real estate.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said there. And for, I was shocked too by the Romney thing, to where he didn't trust. Every businessman always talks about trusting your gut. Go with your gut, and if you have 10 advisors telling you what to do, you're no longer trusting your gut. And that, I mean, unfortunately, advisors always don't know the best. They don't have the best advice.
Well, you get advisors, and then where are they linked to? You know, what interest group are they linked to? So they're going to see things according to their own eyes and have a certain amount of prejudicial influence. And this is what I believe, why the populist message is connecting, you know, with blue-collar America. And flyover America, as they say, oh, you know, we finally have somebody who's a champion who's not going to be beholden, you know, as we talked with Bruce Kaufman earlier, not going to be beholden to these special interests. So, you know, there's a lot of comfort there, and people are underestimating the power of the message and the messenger. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your smartphone, whatever outlet, you can get a hold of BillMartinezLive.com. Tell your local radio station, you know, if they're not carrying Bill Martinez, that they ought to think about it, okay? And they can go to GCNLive.com and get all the information, and you can be listening to Bill Martinez live on your local radio station. It's just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Scott, as we look at what's happening with the Republican Party, and of course, you wonder how much of this is really real in terms of the bifurcation and the dismantling of the quote-unquote establishment and how they're panicking over their potential standard bearer in Donald Trump. And they're willing to almost commit political suicide here, if you want to believe what the papers are saying. Are you picking up on any of that?
Yeah, I'm picking up on some of that. And a lot of it goes back to what Chris Harris said last hour. You know, who's behind this? Who's the one trying to promote this? Obviously, you've heard enough rumblings and everything from places that there has to be, you know, you got to assume where there's smoke, there's fire. But at the same time, it is political suicide. If they go against the will of their constituents, they're going to find that the election will be a lot harder.
Well, it's like anything, you know, Scott, if when there's resistance, what happens? You know, people clamp down all the more, and it becomes that much more stubborn. I mean, there's got to be a reason for them to want to let go of a Donald Trump, and that is because you've got a better leader to offer. Like one of the reports from Politico is that John Boehner wants to back Paul Ryan for president. Really? I mean, come on. You know, Mitt Romney's name is being thrown around. I mean, these guys are in a sheer panic, and you're going, wait a minute. You know, it's not like Donald Trump is being fitted for an orange jumpsuit here. I mean, you would think, okay, maybe that should be coming from the Democrats because their potential standard bearer is, she's got the FBI primary, as we were talking with Ed Pizzulli, to win. And that I'm not convinced that... that's clear yet. Although, you know, if history would be any indication, they've been able to get away with so much. So why not this?
Yeah. And throwing out names like Ryan, last I checked, he was out almost right away. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Romney's been ever put his name into the ring for this.
Yeah. Hello, Paul Ryan didn't even want to be speaker. Okay, remember?
Yeah.
He's the reluctant messiah. And now all of a sudden you're going, oh, well, you know, I know you didn't want the speaker's job, but how about president? Is that a big enough title for you?
Well,
are you kidding me?
Again, this is if you look at how the Trump campaign has gone, this might be all the smoke that I mentioned where, you know, oh, they might not back him and they might try and get a brokered convention. Or brokered nomination. There's an easy way for Trump supporters to make sure that doesn't happen.
Mm.
You just get them enough votes. Then they can't do anything about it. Then by their own rules, he's in.
Well, you know, the thing is I don't know how you stop him. I mean, with the momentum. I mean, last night, if he'd have lost Florida, you know, and given it was close, I mean, still close in Ohio. But even Kasich, it's like, okay, I mean, you've got to do something really big here to demonstrate that, you need to stay in the race here as opposed to, you know, creating some added contention and potential, contestation for, a convention here. Again, in the spirit of uniting the party, you may not like the messenger, but he is the messenger right now. I kind of like what years ago, Coach Ryan of the Philadelphia Eagles, when he was talking about some of the frustration with Mark Sanchez. And Sanchez had done, you know, kind of a knuckleheaded play, which, you know, he's been known to do from time to time. And Coach Ryan said, Mark he's done some knuckleheaded things. But he's our knucklehead, and he owned Mark Sanchez. I mean, which had to give him a tremendous amount of confidence to be the quarterback there, and I think that the Republican Party somehow has to come together. I mean, the populace, the people, you know, the blue collar people, the middle America, the middle class is rallying around Trump. But they're seeing just how disenfranchised they are from the Republican leadership with the offerings and the things that they're coming in. You know, they're saying they're rejecting the Beltway. You know, clearly they're rejecting the Beltway. Anything comes out of Washington, D.C., and the establishment's answer is, well, maybe you don't like this guy. How about this guy? No, you don't get it. You're still offering people from the Beltway. We don't want people that have sold themselves out to Omnibus that said they were going to make a difference and, you know, kick the can down the road and add $1 trillion more debt to this country. You know, what are they missing here?
I have no idea what they're missing, and I don't know why it's so hard for them. These people are I mean, I'll make jokes about them being not so bright all the time, but they're obviously bright people to get where they're at. Here's the problem. There's 1,103 available delegates left. Trump has he only needs roughly half of those.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets half of those, he's in.
Right. Yeah.
Kasich needs all of those.
Yes.
Like he needs all of those. If he loses one, if he loses even one more state, he should by all.
Cruz has to do something like 70% or 80% or something in the numbers?
He needs about, of the 1,103, he needs
about 900.
Less, about 900 of them.
Yeah.
So both these guys, they're behind the eight ball. And if Trump wins one, two more places, and what we're looking at, what, next Tuesday is Arizona and Utah?
Mm. Yes.
I mean, I have to think that Trump is going to resonate pretty well in Arizona.
Yes, exactly. Well, and Kasich, I mean, he's hoping he's going to be able to do some numbers in Utah, if nothing else, just to give his backers some encouragement that he can, you know, be a national figure. You know, and at this point right now, you regard him as a secondary regional figure, you know, but, you know, it really comes down to, it's going to be Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz has got to make a very serious move here real quick if he's going to stay in the offing. Otherwise, you know, as Coach Kevin Collins talked about last week in doing the math, you know, the calculus is really clear for one Donald Trump. It makes it really difficult when you start looking at these other candidates.
Well, again, he's in a good position. I mean, he doesn't have to win every state here, mm-hmm. moving from here on. Right. These other guys, they do.
And these winner-take-alls, they've got to take them all. They, you know, they've got to shut him down and take it all. And there's no indication right now that would give you. Really, you know, a reasonable expectation for them to do that, is there?
Not that I've seen. And neither one of them has really said anything that would rally their troops, or get a Trump supporter to turn away from Trump. So they got an uphill battle.
Well, without a doubt. And right now, Donald Trump owns the vision. I mean, he has given a vision to populist America that they've been longing to hear, and they're more than willing to take a chance with him. I mean, why not? But again, I think that the battle with Hillary is not a fait accompli. I think it's going to definitely be a hard-fought battle, no doubt about it. It's Bill Martinez at 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. Somehow close to me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. Hey, we're opening up the phone lines. Let us know your thoughts. It's not all about me, certainly. It's about you. This is a radio show of, for, and by you. So the phone lines are open. You can give us a call, 877-317-6432. Let us know your thoughts. And, you know, what do you make of the potential of this, you know, contested convention? Is this just something the pundits are starting to gin up? You know, certainly it's a possibility. I don't know that reasonable people are willing to say that it is a high likely possibility. I think that in some cases we're hearing the voices of the establishment that are real nervous that, you know, and it's the establishment that is so anti-Trump. But it's like, well, you know, he's your standard bearer. You know, you made him on several occasions announce that he would be committed to the Republican Party. I mean, where did those questions come up from Megyn Kelly and Fox News? You know, CNN didn't ask the questions. Univision didn't ask the questions of the Republican candidates. But they Fox definitely was a tool of the establishment and you know, hitting Donald Trump right between the eyes and saying, hey, look, do you promise to commit yourself, you know, to the Republican Party and, you know, cross your heart, you know, no fingers crossed that you're going to, not start a third party and take your marbles and you know, leave the program here. You know, I thought that was quite fascinating that they, you know, it was Fox that asked that, not any other network.
And everybody forced him to commit to that too, because at first he was like, "No, I'm not going to commit to that. We'll have to see how it all plays out, but I'm not going to commit to that." And then they forced him to say, "Yeah, I'll commit to it. I'll accept it." And now it's almost to the point to where they might actually force him to if they don't give him the nomination, if he wins it and things like that.
Well, Donald Trump's going to get the nomination, Scott. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that he will get the nomination. It's going to, you know, it's going to be a bit uncomfortable. But Donald Trump knows, relevant to the rules of play, that you have to have a fair chance to win. He is not going to have a, if he really wants to be president of the United States, he is not going to do it as a third-party candidate. The system is such that it's rigged against it. It's such an uphill battle. And the only thing you can do is come away and say, you know, like Ross Perot or Nader and others that have tried to run as a third party and say, well, you know, we got 10% or we got 8% of the electorate and somehow caused that as a victory. No, it's a loss. And the thing is, like in the case of Ross Perot, you lost and you caused the wrong guy to win. So thank you very much for the democratic process. And on top of that, you know, to me, and this is the thing I'm watching for, and I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be like Ross Perot. I think, Ross Perot did a huge disservice to the electorate by intervening and then picking the vice president that he picked. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. That is such a non sequitur. You know, here you are, a smart, accomplished business guy, and this is the man that you want as your vice president? I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I obviously, the political process in the United States is not set up to have a third party. You see it with how both your delegates who are the independent candidates right now? I don't even know.
I know
there's some out there.
Yes.
What, McAfee?
I have really no idea. I mean, they're excuse me, they're not part of the conversation, are they?
Not at all. And that's you have to make a pretty hard push as an independent candidate to even be recognized.
Yeah, and as strong as Donald Trump is, you know, Scott, he's not going to, as a third party, there's so much that is going to get lost in translation. All he's going to do is then really assure Hillary Clinton and an extension of of Barack Obama's administration. I mean, I don't know how the country survives another 4 years of Obama policies.
Yeah, I like to think that, you know, one person can't ruin anything, but at this point it'd be 12 years of policies that are probably not the greatest.
Well, the thing is it would be more than 12 years, because I'll tell you, if she gets four, she's going to get four more, you know, barring some sort of, again, some perp walk or, you know, some conviction down the road. But, look, they've allowed Barack Obama to get away with all kinds of stuff. And, you know, as we maintain, and we talked about this again yesterday, that I believe so much is going on. In fact, I had a conversation with Mike Zulu. Mike Zulu is the right-hand man for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and Mike is kind enough to try to he's coordinating. Hopefully we're going to have Sheriff Joe on the air with us, and he's coordinating a conversation with Sheriff Joe. And they have been investigating things, about Barack Obama that have been going on now for about 6-7 years. And this was spurred on by, 250 people in Arizona said, Sheriff, you know, you're our sheriff. We feel like, you know, we've been cheated here, and we need you to look into some of these things about Barack Obama. And it's been an uphill battle and a lot of frustration, for Mike Zulu especially, because he's near and dear to it. I mean, he sees the facts, and we're not talking somebody with a tinfoil hat here. We're talking an officer of the court who understands the rules of play here. I mean, when you're dealing with legal issues, you've got to make sure every dot is, you know, every dot's punctuated, every T's crossed. You can't go in there and just be in the theoretical. You've got to lay down the facts. And he's got the facts, and it is shocking. It is absolutely shocking. And as he would say, it's earth-shattering, is what he told me. But the thing is that the country is not, it's not ready for the information. That's really what it's come down to. And he cannot get the support. It's you know, kind of a recall of that scene with Jack Nicholson in the movie A Few Good Men. You know, you can't handle the truth. You know, and this is where we are, is our leaders can't handle the truth that are representing us, and they don't want to deal with the truth. I mean, there's lots of smoke, you know, that's been around this president, and I believe that we're going to find out a lot more after, you know, he completes his office, because then, you know, maybe it blunts some of the, you know, the racial implications and that sort of thing. You know, that maybe we might really find out, you know, what is going on here with this guy, why he has locked down his all his school information, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, there's lots of conjecture here.
There again is kind of what we talked about yesterday when we talked about respect, and how just because you criticize somebody, it doesn't make you, you know, if you criticize a woman, that doesn't make you sexist. If you criticize a black person, that doesn't make you racist. And for some reason, those things have become, if you criticize Barack Obama, it's not because you disagree with him, it's because you're a racist.
Right. Well, didn't you think it was interesting what Chris Harris had to say about that? Is that when people get agitated, is when they're wrongly accused. I thought that was insightful on his part. You know, that when you tell people that, hey, you're a racist and you're not, that's why you get agitated. You know, because, and I think part of it, not only respect, but what they're telling you to do, in essence, is we want you to shut up. So I'm shutting you up. I'm invalidating you and your perspective in the conversation in the public square. And we do that at our own expense and our own peril. We've missed out on a lot of input because people's voices have been invalidated. This is what Bill Martinez Live essentially is all about, is we want to open up those lines of communication to where, excuse me, we're saying to you, we need your voice. We need your opinion. It does count. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Thanks for coming along with
us. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Martinez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Bill Martinez.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, it is. Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate that. Not only our fourth president of the United States, James Madison, also my birthday as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the celebration and being involved with, getting your hands heavy into the work of getting this country back on track. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour here. In our final hour, you know, we come to you now Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day from 9 to noon Eastern time. And we do open the phone lines in this third hour to give you a chance to chime in. And anytime you want to call up and let us hear your thoughts on anything that we've talked about in the previous 2 hours, definitely invite you to engage in the conversation at 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Well, the news is coming out that President Obama has chosen a Supreme Court nominee, one Merrick Garland. So he is challenging the Republicans to vet this candidate. He said the president is that he will nominate Merrick Garland as the nation's 113th Supreme Court justice, choosing a centrist appeals court judge for the lifetime appointment and daring Republican senators to refuse consideration of a jurist who is highly regarded throughout Washington. So we knew this was going to happen, even though the president hypocritically, when it was his time, to speak out against any last-minute type of appointments like this, he said not going to happen as a senator. But now as a president, of course, he says, hey, look, I got to do my job. So, it's such is the case, and it's been the case here. But the Senate, of course, with Mitch McConnell, has made it real clear that they're not even going to entertain any kind of meeting whatsoever. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, they said that about Obamnibus and some of these other things, that they were going to exercise the power of the purse, but, they haven't done that. And, when it comes to this president and the bully pulpit, he's been very successful in manipulating Republicans, though they have the majority there in both houses. He can't seem to be very effective overseas with, the likes of Putin and others, but, when it comes domestically, the president... Trump's, Republicans time and time again, if I might say. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, he seems to. Obviously, he has he's got a lot of people behind him, whether they actually pay attention or they're just behind him due to his name or whatever. But yeah, he always seems to get the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
And well, do you know anything about Garland at all?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. What I'm reading here in the New York Times is Judge Garland persevered through a lengthy political battle back in the mid-90s that delayed his own confirmation to the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. So he's a D.C., Columbia Circuit judge. And it took over a year. And Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, argued at that time that the vacancy should not be filled. And so now here we are 20 years later. Grassley and other Republicans are again standing in the way of Judge Garland's appointment, arguing that the next president should be the one to pick the successor to Justice Scalia. And this is what the Republicans have been putting forth to the voters, is that it's not only the president or, you know, all the other elections that are going place, coming into play here, and that is that we have a justice, to elect here. And this is going to have an influence on that. So, there's a lot, standing in the balance for this 2016 election, which makes this so important, because it's not just the Scalia seat. There's probably two others, in the next 4 years that could come up, depending on what happens. Because though this is not supposed to be a political situation, let's face it, judges have retired when their power base is in place. So if somebody has Republican leanings, if you've got a Republican president, they might be a little bit more prone to retire, knowing that there's a president to pick somebody that is going to be consistent with their rulings, as opposed to somebody who has Republican leanings. They're not going to necessarily retire. It's almost like, you have to have something, dramatic occur, like what happened with Scalia.
Yeah, and even Garland himself, I believe I read where he's 63 years old, which they say is a little bit older than what most high court nominees get nominated at. So, he also, his seat might also potentially be in trouble, within the next 8 years, something like that. So.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll see. You can see what happens here. But
These are the things to where this is why it's so important for the Republicans to get back, to make sure they're working together, as opposed to trying to get away from their front runner at the moment, because there's a lot on the line. There is, and if they're a divided party and they're a broken party, it's only going to get worse for them.
Exactly, and that's why, again, to your point, Scott, and you're exactly right, is that the Republican leadership has to get outside of themselves and focus on, what is the ideology that they can live with. And what do they need to do to rally the forces? Because, if we continue to be, partisan, and I understand, I mean, you gotta believe passionately in what you believe in, but, you still need to be able to, like with Ronald Reagan, as we were talking with Megan Barth, you gotta be able to bring people into your side of the tent to get them to, realize, hey, look at, here's what we're presenting. Here's the evidence. This is why we believe in what we believe in. And last time I checked, they call that leadership. And that's what's been lacking, is there's not been that influential hand in directing opposing viewpoints. I would probably say, they always say about Reagan, but Newt Gingrich and what they did, with the Contract with America. I mean, that's leadership. That it starts with a vision of saying, hey, this is what we're about. This is what galls me sometimes about the Republicans when we talk about, Obamacare. I mean, here they've been saying over and over for the last 8 years just about, hey, we're going to repeal and replace. Okay, well, what's the vision? What is the more better vision that we've got to deal with here that you're presenting to us, that we should let go of this failed Obamacare system right now? Because for some people, hey, it's working fine. They don't have a problem. I'd say a minority. But for others, this has been a disaster, to have their, like in that conversation, I don't know if you saw that interview with Secretary of State Clinton and a Democrat, a woman who was talking about, what happened with their, you know, with the cost of their insurance. I mean, it went up like 400%. And Hillary Clinton's response, you know, summarily was, hey, just keep shopping. I mean, oh, okay. Well, you know, it's out there. Like, the answer's out there. I don't have the answer for you, but just, you know, you'll find it. Just keep shopping out there. But when you find out that all these exchanges are being shut down and this thing's unraveling right before our eyes and continues just to mount up, predictable cost. And I say predictable because this is what the Republicans and others that understood the math said this was going to happen. And so no big surprise for them. But here it is. This is all being mitigated on the backs of the voting people.
Well, I went from having health care being provided by my employer to not having health care being provided by my employer. And in order to get the exact same thing, it would cost me 2 to 3 times as much a month. So that's it's a huge difference in order to keep the or else I could just pay a fine.
Right.
You know.
Well, the first year the fine wasn't too bad. It was $100, but now it's starting to, you know, the government's got the game. They figured it out and said, okay, fine, we'll just keep on elevating the fine. I think the fine now is what, up over $500 now or something.
So I think it was $600 this year if you didn't have it. It would have been $600 for me. But just a heads up for people, they're still not checking whether you have it or not for this last year, something like that. So you could say you had it and they won't check it.
Well, yeah, but even still, you know, the thing is that happens is that when they do get around it and figure out that you didn't have it, then it's that $600 plus an incredible fine that's going to come with it. You know that. They're going to, thus is the heavy hand of the law. In spite of the incompetency of this whole program, you know, we're going to have to live through this mess.
It's how they make their money. So,
oh yeah, well,
the only way they make their money is through taxes.
Yeah.
So
and make their money. I mean, you know, it's not that they make their money. I mean, they just abscond with it. You know, by cheating us out of our hard-earned money, they're not happy enough to misappropriate the funds that they already have. Right.
Remind me again, what was one of the big reasons why we broke away from Britain?
Yeah, exactly.
Taxation without representation.
Without representation. There it is. And this is the classic case, and it continues. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're not willing to engage the opposition, and the opposition is ideological, it is this force that has been running away with itself and continues to bloat itself at our expense. I mean, this is our expense. So this is our time to stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. And this is what the populist voice is saying to the leadership and potential leadership of America, like it or not. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the answer and being a part of the solution here on Bill Martinez Live. We'll join you again mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
For over 5 years,